Ah, Jason Can says we enter into the best 5 minutes. If you could only see me on this end, I don't know. You're probably not running from one room to another after you just finished recording a newscast and you're trying to record some sports and then running in here to call you and get you on the air. That's probably not what you're probably preparing in a different way on that side, huh?
Yeah, I'm not quite as frenzied as you sound like you are.
So. Oh, well, it's a labor of love. It truly is. So,
who would have thought you needed to do such physical training to be a DJ?
Yeah, the midsection's too big, though. It's got a that love, I don't know, I'll say love-hate relationship with food. It's mostly love. That's the problem, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know about you. I just so many different pieces going on this morning, and that can be the case a lot of mornings, isn't it? I mean, that is reality.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think we get fragmented and divided. We kind of have a lot of different things we try to manage, and how do we move to that place of centeredness? And, you know, whether it's stuff at work, stuff at home, you know, I think we can get pulled in 1,000 directions.
And I think there's different ways for that. Like, there can be ways that through bad choices, I can be fragmented. This is more, I'll tell you what my stuff is. And that is that, on the one hand, it's my son's birthday. He's 20 today. Dawson, listeners have got to know him over the last couple of years here. And he and Elena both working at Caribou on Hastings Way today. So if you go there for a coffee, wish him a happy birthday. That'd surprise him. On the other hand, I learned that a second cousin of mine in his late 70s, close to 80, is going into hospice either yesterday or today. And he's truly a son of God, loves the Lord, he's been a pastor. But, you know, and that's just a little bit. And, you know, there's more than that, but that's just kind of starter, so.
Yeah, celebration and mourning, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So how about you? Do you have something like that going on, kind of the pulls in different directions from life?
Yeah, you know, I think that is the case. I have felt pulled a lot recently. Your work is really busy. Last night, I actually was going to work late, and I received a text from our friend Ed. Mm. And he said, hey, if you happen to be going to Perry's house tonight, can I bum a ride with you? And so I decided to set the work stuff aside and go to Perry's. And that was, I think, a good choice. But, you know, I had felt like I'm just not going to catch up. And, you know, of course, there's always stuff going on at home and trying to decide about traveling next week. And so, yeah, lots of different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
well,
yeah.
Maybe we'll calm ourselves. This is Letters to the Beloved, Beatitude number 6 of the 8 today. Let's give this a listen.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Many of my followers have taken Jesus' words here to mean that you should work hard for holiness, but that interpretation misses my son's point. Striving to become like my son is undoubtedly wise, but you cannot achieve purity independently. I grant it. In my son, you are already wholehearted. When you recognize that you are already whole, you will have eyes to see that I have been with you all the time.
Hmm. I got to tell you what gets my curiosity with that is because one of my kids, I guess, I just learned of this secondhand, but has apparently been having a bit of a discussion, maybe even as recently as yesterday, with a spiritual leader, a youth group leader, about this idea of is our main focus supposed to be holiness or love? And one of my children was contending it's about love. And somebody else, apparently this leader, was saying they think holiness is the main. Your thoughts based on that little bit of information?
I'm so proud of your child. That warms my heart to hear that. You know, I think that, you know, Michael Card contended that in his book, has said, I can't remember what the actual title of it was, but, you know, God's principal nature is loving kindness, and our principal call, and we've talked about this on here, I think, is love. And I think, honestly, love flows from, or holiness flows from love. You know, and I think if we mix those things up, it can lead to self-righteousness, legalism, But when we really focus on loving well, holiness ends up falling into place. And, you know, as I say here, God has already called us whole because of what Christ has done. We are already made whole, but we have to live into that reality.
And the thing, and I bring that up because there was that line in there that we just heard from the audio of Letters to the Beloved. But the thing is that Crabb helped me more than anybody else. And I used to think, and I think this is still the view of many in Christendom, the idea that holiness is this like moral purity pressure. You know, it's just like living right up to some standard that you've never reached before. And and even as I explain that, you go, that's got to be faulty. Whereas the reality, Crabb was like, it's about relational holiness. The triune God is relational at his core, and he calls it, and that makes way more sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I think if holiness becomes about behavioral compliance, we're missing the boat.
Yeah, right. So more to be said on a future program, but thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You bet.
Happy One Fest Eve to Susan Jacoby.
Yay. Happy One Fest Eve to you, too.
I know.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, good morning. 69 degrees and good weather.
It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It's going to be warm, but there's going to be lots of delicious drinks, lemonade, water, all kinds of good things at One Fest.
Stop by and see us at the WIB booth, and we're going to have the great gumball giveaway and your chance to win coupons, food vouchers for various food stands at the event, right?
Yeah, and I would just really love to meet our listeners. You guys are the best listeners ever.
Yeah.
And I'm very new kid on the block, and I would love to meet you.
There we go. So come on and do that. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, and I know we're planning to be there on Sunday as well, my family. So
I will be there for sure on Friday at the booth.
Very good. All right, so that's you're going to meet Susan. Come and do it on Friday for sure. All right, this morning's question is, what song are you most looking forward to hearing at One Fest? Let us know on the listener line. Talk or text 715-396-1670 or on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. In the meantime, you know, people are kind of stressed out. And that'd be a great reason to go to One Fest this weekend, enjoy this fantastic music.
But that's right.
In the meantime, Mountain Health Magazine says there are some foods that can help you cut down on stress.
I'm happy to hear this because evidently I cause people a lot of stress.
Oh, I don't think so.
I'm all about this first one.
Yeah. Yes.
Chocolate gets high marks as a stress reliever because it stimulates the production of endorphins.
Yes.
Again, of course, endorphins, a feel-good brain chemical. Side note, you also can get those by exercising, but chocolate seems more fun. The darker the chocolate, the better, but don't eat too much or you'll get sluggish from the sugar. Everything in moderation, right?
Okay, not too much. Okay, I got to work on what's too much. Second food that can help cut down on stress here on the WIB Wake Up Show. To get through an insane afternoon, try bulking up on carbohydrates for lunch. Mix about 4 ounces of potatoes with fruits and veggies, and you should be in for a carb-induced high for the next 3 hours. Moderation is the key. Too many carbs will make you sleepy. I think they're talking complex carbs, like a sweet potato, something like that.
Sure.
Where it's slow release, but good for your brain.
Keto type of stuff, it's kind of like carbs.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's where the idea of potatoes are a big no-no. Right.
When we were trying to do keto type stuff, potatoes was what I missed the most. Potatoes and bread.
I miss bread.
But now you can find replacements for those. So that's
right. Cool.
And
but
then it's just think not only bread, but then you think of crusts and all the things that.
Well, Phil would say the most efficient food for your brain is a carbohydrate, is glucose. So having that complex carbohydrate is a very efficient, great way to keep your mind alert.
So I'm good with sweet potato fries?
Yeah, you are.
Right.
For brain power, go for the protein found in eggs and meats.
Right on. WIB Wake Up Show here. Men's Health says these foods can help you cut down on stress. They do say, you know what, stay away from the alcoholic beverages. It can only make things worse. So maybe a good rule of thumb generally, but especially when you're under stress.
For sure. And it might be more tempting under stress, but don't do it. It does make things worse. As for coffee, 2 cups will get the heart beating faster. Any more will give you the jitters.
And it's not the dance.
I like this. I like the energizing things of the complex carbs, a little bit of chocolate, and coffee.
So,
what's not to love?
Breakfast of Champions.
There you go.
Well, there are a lot of cool things that people do in other countries, just everyday things. And one thing that I noticed the very few times I've gone overseas is when the plane lands in Europe, people applaud. I love that. So here are some other things that Americans wish the U.S. would adopt. from other parts of the world. Here we go.
Yeah, and again, these were things that we noticed yesterday and didn't get a chance to tell you about.
Right.
So what the internet thinks about things Americans wish the U.S. would adopt from other parts of the world, how about bullet trains? Getting places really fast, riding in comfort on the train. Just, I know they're working on high-speed rail.
That would be so fun if we could just hop on a bullet train and get to the Twin Cities or get to Madison. It would almost be like a time machine. It's like, what? This is 5 minutes ago?
Plus, trains are off.
Also, and this is a nice thing, public toilet stalls with walls and a door that go all the way down to the floor. Okay, the only thing is you could not pass tissue, you know, if you were out of it. Like Elaine from Seinfeld, can you spare a square?
I mean, I just wonder sometimes, again, when folks are traveling here and they wonder, why do you do that?
Something else that apparently other countries do that we don't is taxes included in the advertised price.
So nice. Wouldn't that be refreshing?
I think it kind of depends on what state you're in. Because I remember one time when I was traveling to Montana, beautiful state, and we were staying at a hotel and I totally forgot my swimsuit. And I went to Walmart and I remember the price. It was $9 for a swimsuit. Just needed a simple swimsuit. And I get up and they're like, $9. And I said, but it said $9. Like, yes, it's $9. No sales tax.
Right.
Maybe that's just really, so that's not just on clothing? Like some places have
it. Yeah,
Minnesota is no tax on clothing.
Right. Yeah, I think in Montana there was just no sales. Or
that's great.
Now I'll have to use the Google.
Check on that one.
Okay, how about this? Mandatory month-long vacations.
Wow.
Wow.
That's Europe. That sounds like
That sounds like Scandinavia.
The Google has come through again. The Montana state sales tax rate is currently 0%. Montana is one of only 5 states without a general sales tax.
Wow. Thank you, Google. But stay here, Wisconsinites. We love you.
Yeah.
There's grizzly bears out there. Beautiful mountains, too.
Yeah. Great place to vacation, but live here.
Some things Americans wish the U.S. would adopt from other parts of the world. One more, traffic lights that warn you when red is going to change to green.
Oh.
I don't know. I feel like I don't need that because I just look across the intersection when it's yellow. I know that, like, start creeping forward a little bit.
Wow.
Huh.
Well, I think the one that for sure I'm going to do is when the plane lands, I'm going to start applauding and see who joins me.
Let's do it. So we were so excited here on One Fest Eve that we nearly forgot to remind you that the Olympics start tomorrow.
Olympics. I love that majestic song. So great.
We have, by the numbers, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Of course, it's 2021. Everything got pushed back a year, but so many great athletes. And again, some wonderful athletes from Western Wisconsin, from Amory and Rice Lake, competing at the Olympic Games, and athletes really from all over the state. We have several Wisconsinites represented. Mm-hmm. So
I am looking forward to seeing, with the Bucks being that Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, even teaming up with Booker from Phoenix, and let's go win the gold in men's hoops.
And the U.S. Men's National Team for basketball has had some struggles in their prelims there, too. So hopefully, and Bucks and Suns teaming up. I'd love to be able to root for Devin Booker because he's really good.
There you go.
All right. By the numbers here, 11,500 athletes from all over the world at the Tokyo Games.
That's so cool. And it takes a village. There are 79,000 officials, journalists, and support staff at the Olympics.
33 different sports.
This is a cool number, I think. 339 medals will be awarded during the Tokyo Games, though around 5,000 medals will be needed because of team events and the possibility of ties.
Talk about event logistics.
Right? Wow, I never thought of that.
Oh, shoot, we had a tie. Now we don't have a second gold. Could you guys just both share it for the photo?
Yeah, and
planning,
which one?
Planning.
It's
alternate months, right?
Yeah. How about this? 79 tons of used electronics were donated by Japanese citizens, from which gold, silver, and bronze were extracted for medals.
Wow. Thank you, Japan.
Yeah.
I think that's a really cool thing.
And it's recycling, which is super cool.
Yeah.
It'll take place at 42 different venues all across Japan.
By the numbers, the 2020, which is now 2021, Tokyo Olympics here in the Wib Wake Up Show, 48,000 meals will be served every day to the athletes.
Wow.
Every day.
Every day.
$15.4 billion spent for these games voluntarily, not by taxes, I don't think.
Four times that Japan has hosted the Olympics. Now.
Another number. Four new sports will be at this Olympics. Karate, skateboarding, surfing, and sport climbing. Side note, this is pretty cool. Baseball and softball are returning for the first time since 2008, as they should, in my opinion. And also several new events in traditional sports. Basketball. They are going to add 3-on-3 basketball and Madison Cycling, which is a two-person team event. So I think these are kind of, you know how they usually test out events a little bit too? So, man, 3-on-3, maybe you play the Gus Macker tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
That's great.
Maybe next Olympics it'll be horse. That's my game.
Yes.
Okay, and finally, by the numbers, the Tokyo Olympics, $900 million. Is the amount to be spent on coronavirus countermeasures. Making sure everyone is safe, probably masked up, hand sanitizer.
With all of that said, I mean, they had said within recent times, right, no fans. And in fact, there'll be more robots than regular human fans there. Hmm. And so not the way that they had dreamed when they won the bid for this particular game.
Nope.
For sure. But I mean, so many of these athletes, I'm glad, normally a four-year wait, now a five-year wait. You just want to see them be able to go out and compete.
That's right.
Something that they have literally worked their entire lives for these moments. So we're cheering
them
on.
So true. That was super interesting. I love little fun facts like that.
Want to have an awesome day? Well, a great way to start your day is here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Actually,
that's
even
right.
Before that, spending some time in the Word, meditation, prayer is even better. And we want to come alongside that as well and help you start your day with a smile and play songs again that will lead you to the cross. Related to physical health, though, we have for you a doctor's 6-step routine to have an awesome day. This is a doctor in the UK who, of course, shares tips and life hacks on social media and in a podcast. And in one recent video, he explains why he's never tired. So this is his, for what it's worth, 6-step routine to get him the best sleep possible and have a great day.
And I really like this because this sort of echoes things I've heard before. So when I keep hearing things, I'm thinking, huh, must be true. His first step in why he is never tired and has an awesome day, no caffeine after 2 p.m. It simply takes too long to leave your bloodstream and can impact the quality of your sleep.
Yeah, so it's good to get a suggestion from a doctor on that because I'm caffeine sensitive. And so it can be helpful. And so, all right, good idea. Another one, no phone before bed. The doctor leaves it all the way across his room charging and reads instead for 20 minutes before going to sleep. I've been doing this in the last week or so, charging my phone in the kitchen instead of right next to my bed. So that's been a good thing, I think.
Yeah, the stimulation of screen time, I think. And we're all tempted to that, but can really, really be
no wonder
a negative impact.
You look so rested. Okay.
Again, this doctor, his 6 steps for an awesome day. And again, starting with a great night's sleep. Fall asleep in 2 minutes, he says. He has a process for doing this in which he relaxes all of his facial muscles, then leg muscles, and on as needed. If that's not working for you, Mayo Clinic says if you have worries on your mind, it's best to write them down, or I would add, pray about them to get them off your mind before trying to fall asleep.
A nighttime nightmare is when all of a sudden you get a cramp, right?
Oh,
that's just awful.
Yes.
That is.
In the middle of the night, yeah.
Okay, Dr. Six-Step Routine for an awesome day here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Blackout curtains. Mm-hmm. This physician said they're one of the most bang for your buck things that you can do to massively increase the quality of your sleep. Or how about one of those cool little Hollywood eye masks you could do?
Right. No, my wife uses masks a lot of times. optimal temperature. The doctor says studies have shown the best temp for sleep is far below room temp at 66.2 degrees Fahrenheit due to the body's core temperature dropping as we sleep. So the doctor makes sure his room is at that temperature.
And his final step for a great day, a physical alarm clock, says it makes it harder for him to snooze or turn off the alarm he used to have set on his phone, so he uses a good old-fashioned physical alarm clock.
As do I.
Same here.
Well, okay.
Oh, except Baby Ben.
I have it go off to the radio, though, but anyhow.
Right on. Dedicated.
The thing is, though, if I get up early, make sure I shut it off so that it's not waking my wife.
Everybody That's else. Yeah.
Particularly
He doesn't have any MyPillow products on here, but I would just throw those in as an addendum.
There you go.
And there are so many to choose from. Promo code WWIB. Of the 8 main artists at OneFest this weekend, and there will be others, but of the 8, we've played 7 of the 8. Anybody going to tell me the one artist we haven't played yet this morning?
Blanca.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And what's the song that hopefully Susan will be on stage singing with her this weekend?
Different drum.
You got
Holla.
It. Blanca and Susan this weekend
I
together.
I love this song.